Début du dialogue 14.
In the first week of October last year, America's national parks, museums and war cemeteries were closed. Many branches of the American federal administration were put on hold. It was the first partial shutdown in the US for 17 years.
Since the 2010 midterm elections, there has been a Republican majority in the House of Representatives. Republican politicians saw their victory as a sign that Americans were protesting against President Obama's Democratic agenda. In particular, most of them tend to think that a majority of Americans are unhappy with the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, what Republicans have labeled Obamacare.
Many people may be criticizing this act, but it should be remembered that the law was validated by the Supreme Court in June 2012.
Right. Anyway, on October 17th, the US Congress managed to pass a bill raising the debt ceiling and ending the partial government shutdown.
Yes, they did reach a short-term deal, but the fight over the budget that took place really seemed to put the American economy in danger. The chaotic atmosphere created by this shutdown made people feel that the US was becoming a country that was impossible to run.
Many political scientists think there's a breakdown of American institutions and a concurrent mutiny from the Republicans. What happened in Washington can be interpreted as a revolt by conservative politicians and the people they represent against their own waning power.
What factors have been making Republicans less powerful and less influential?
Modern conservative politics rose in the 1970s as a confident, forward-thinking movement bursting with new ideas. A generation later, everything has been turned on its head. The arguments of conservatism are based on the same old ideas. The Republican Party stands on an ever-narrowing base of older, whiter, more rural voters, and they don't realize that year after year, the US has become more secular, more urban, more polyglot, and politically more blue.
But it mustn't be forgotten that there is a majority of Republicans in the lower house. In addition to that, many of them enjoy local majorities that enable them to pass increasingly extreme laws on the issues that motivate their base.
Yes, but they're no longer able to persuade majorities nationwide, so they're resorting to every available tactic to get around election results.
You're thinking of gerrymandering.
Yes, new electoral districts are drawn up every 10 years after the national census. This can give US politicians the opportunity to select their own voters by drawing safe electoral districts for their own party.
But Democratic politicians take advantage of this practice too. So it's not only Republicans who can be blamed for resorting to that kind of practice.
That's true. Let's look at another issue. If you consider the makeup of the Supreme Court, you'll see that 5 justices out of 9 were appointed by Republican presidents. Therefore, Republicans may rely on those unelected officials to overturn laws passed by elected legislatures.
But as you know, this tactic does not work all the time. Obamacare was declared constitutional by the Supreme Court justices.
Yes, you're right. On the other hand, Republicans have tried to impose restrictions on voters' registration.
How?
In 2011, several states passed laws requiring voters to show photo identification at polls, and this discouraged or even blocked some eligible voters, especially poor voters, young voters, and African American voters who tend to vote for Democrats.
Criticism of Republicans' tactics is in order, but at the same time, many people are unhappy with the Democrats and ask what they have done to improve Americans' everyday lives. Obama's presidency has been a disappointment to many of his supporters, especially considering the hopes he raised in the 2008 campaign. So who can Americans turn to for their problems to be solved?
In 1981, in his inaugural address, Ronald Reagan declared, "In the present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem." Over 3 decades later, many Americans consider Reagan's words are still true. They no longer look to Washington for answers.
Fin du dialogue 14.